Question for you. How you doing on the gift giving this year? Holiday time, if you're listening to this close to when we're posting it. Do you pack up and ship some of those, you know, send them to people? You ever wonder what kind of trip that box goes on?
This is our Super Bowl. This is our World Series. We gear up for this every single year. So this is really all we talk about.
Yeah, today it's the post office, and not like your local branch. No, we're talking bigger. This is Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It is our holiday special, a little surprise episode as we get ready for our next round of jobs. I've been working on those in the off time. I'll tell you more, but let's get to this one. Where are we? South LA, Los Angeles Processing and Distribution Center, the LAPDC, they call it.
This is the largest plant in the country by far. 3,000 employees on any given shift, anywhere from 5 to 700. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never stop, we never close.
George Banks, he was taking a few of us around, and so was Daniel Harai.
It's at 1.7 million square feet, about 29 football fields large.
One more time for emphasis, 29 football fields. At that size, hard to describe. But what stuck out to me is there were these doors to where the semi-trucks pull up so they can get loaded. Those doors are big, right? Semi-trucks. But they look tiny. This place makes the big rigs look small.
This is our Super Bowl. In fact, we plan all year for this. From January all the way to now, this is what we've been planning. We just got a new machine. We hired a bunch of people. We added some trucks. About another 100 trucks just to handle the extra volume.
We anticipate processing upwards of about 30 million packages this year in this plant alone.
Everybody's saying the Super Bowl thing, yeah. 30 million just for this season, not the rest of the year. This place can do a million packages a day. It looks like it. I mean, conveyor belts all over the place. So you're kind of surrounded by those. They've all sort of got a chutes and ladders system. You ever play that as a kid? That's how everything gets sorted.
All these boxes, you see we have all the destinations here. Phillipsburg, Springfield, Memphis.
This machine here does all of our large boxes, 3 feet by 4 feet, up to 70 pounds. Put it on the conveyor belts, it'll sort to the right destination.
Right, we have pushers that get a signal from a computer to say, hey, this is the arm it needs to go through, and pushes it right down the arm. So anywhere in the country, we reach every zip code in the nation.
They go into these huge bins that are on pallets, and then those have all got tags on them. And the scanner, love the scanner, it's like a light box, and your package goes in, then flash, it's scanned on all six sides. And when it gets scanned, that's when you get a little update for your tracking number. They said 24/7 earlier, they meant it. Let's talk about your mail carrier, right? They come, what they pick up, it eventually gets back here.
All that mail volume gets brought here in the evening. So in the afternoon, when the carriers return, we have trucks to go back and pick it up, and everything gets brought here. It's like a hub and spoke process.
You've got mail coming or going through LA, goes through this building. You know who else I found rolling on through? One of the pallet jacks, you know, the ones you can drive. Mark Robinson.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, it's called a saber-tooth pallet jack. Yeah, saber-tooth. Rawr.
I love it. He's back and forth all day.
This is our new mail, the ground advantage. So we work the ground advantage over here, and they work the priority on the other side.
You ever lose count?
I like to lose count. It's got to be at least 100. Seriously, about 100, maybe 125. And sometimes it's a little mental. You see people's phone bills or something like that, credit card. You want to get that, or they're sending their mortgage payment express. We want to get it to where it's going because we realize that they're sending it, paying that money to get it there the next day. That's why if I see something that is in an empty container or something like that that they miss, I will go and get it, or if it's a letter. Because years ago when I first started, they had a belt and it got jammed and they reached into it and it had somebody's mail from 1969.
I would feel so bad that sitting there all that time. Would you try and find him? I feel like I would, or like their kid, you know? Time's kind of funny, right? I feel like we've talked about that before. Things change, and here, you can actually see it. So many of the packages change. Temu, bargain e-commerce platform, really noticed a lot of Temu.
You know, Temu, we got Shein, all these new e-tailers.
Temu's big. You know, interesting thing about Temu is, you know, when they first came in, they were using this very big, bright orange package. Now they're using this white package. I mean, for a couple of weeks, I was going, what happened to Temu? It's interesting how we're evolving as a country.
Not a lot of magazines. He says cards pick up around now. Letters, too. You'd expect it. Not like you used to. But I did get to thinking before I left, What about postcards? They used to be a thing, right? That was kind of fun. Hey, send me a postcard. These days, haven't thought about them in years, but you can still send them. People do, and apparently there are some postcard fans, and they still do it all the time.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the international mail over on this side, they're really interesting, you know, and the fact that these people have been waiting or somebody's pouring out their heart and their love to send something to somebody. So everything's gone high tech, you know, digital and all of that, but people still want to send those memories and let somebody, when you receive that, it's a whole different feeling.
I mean, he's not wrong. I send a letter every once in a while, like to catch my friends off guard. What is this? Why is he doing this? Hey, thanks for listening. Round two of the jobs coming soon, like next month soon, just a few weeks soon. We got sea otters, we got an art restorer, Wienermobile driver, ice cream factory. Hello, it's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Send me ideas, Do You Work Here at KNXnews.com. Five star this if you're on the Apple app. Thank you, you're the best. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, guys, keep your head on the swivel around here. We got drivers coming in and out.